All right, let's see. Jesus says in John 15:5, if you remain in me and I in you, you will bear much fruit. Who or what do you find yourself abiding in more than Christ? And I actually want to skip to this next question. I want to skip to the third question. Our goal is not to bear fruit, but actually to stay attached to Christ. What is the difference between these two goals? So we've got bearing fruit, and we also have staying attached to Christ. What's the difference between those two goals?
It makes me think of Martha and Mary.
Okay.
How's that?
Explain that.
Goal is kind of a real thing that you can reach or touch or whatever. And the other is more a mental or a spiritual kind of action, to my mind anyway. So if you're occupied with thinking, I got to be first in line, or I've got to finish this sweater before I do whatever, rather than thinking spiritual and mental thoughts about where your thinking should be. To me, that's what it sounded like anyway.
Okay, excellent. Anybody else want to add on to that?
How do you get out of the goal-seeking mentality?
Yeah.
I focus on, I have to finish this goal, this task.
Yeah. Isn't that true? We live in a world in which goals are really important, having plans. But remember Jesus' words there are, abide in me, remain in me, is what he says. And so remember with fruit bearing, the only way a vine can bear fruit is if a branch can bear fruit is if it's attached to what? You can't tell a branch, hey, branch, bear fruit today. If we went up to Cardwell Hills, you know, and said, hey, Dan, Nancy, I'd like to talk to your branches today. And I gave them a scolding. Hey, branches, you got to turn it around and start bearing fruit. A more productive thing to do is to recognize that the branch can only bear fruit by being attached to the vine. That's the most important part. And so as Christians, we make goals every day. But how important it would be if we actually thought about ways that we attach ourselves to Jesus each day. And then we bear fruit. That's how fruit flows. And you don't even know that you're doing it. Yeah. Yeah, isn't it? Any other thoughts on that? We're getting close to our time. Yeah, go ahead, Jan.
It seems to me that all of this is integrated. The distraction, the branches being attached to the vine, the faith that the lady had who touched Jesus' hem, everything interweaves for the whole to try and get us closer to God, to see Jesus, to listen and understand.
Yeah. Yeah. And again, going back to our beginning thought, our thoughts are big. They can lead us to bad places. They can also lead us to very good places. And as Christians, we want to think about where our thoughts are taking us.